Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Ann Klockner and Kelly Evans here this morning to talk about it. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for getting up and coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And first of all, and we're gonna talk more about this as we go along, as the show goes on. But one thing we should say right off the bat, 50th anniversary for Legal Aid Works. That is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. What were you doing in 1973?
I was like 12 years old or something like that. So yeah.
So you can just imagine.
I was like in, you know, I guess middle school or elementary school.
What a journey a nonprofit has to have had to have started in 1973 and still be thriving and going strong in our 50th year. We're really excited about it. There's lots of fun things that we're planning for this year, and it's just something to acknowledge and celebrate and pay attention to, because I think it's a rare thing for a nonprofit to sustain itself for 50 years.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as we go along this morning. But it's great to acknowledge that, like you say, there are so many nonprofits in this area that do have history, but 50 years is really something. For people who don't know, talk about Legal Aid Works and what you do.
Sure. So when you are low income and you can't afford a lawyer and you have a civil legal problem, there's absolutely no right to a free lawyer. Everyone hears, oh, you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford one, one will be appointed. That only applies if you've been accused of a crime. So people go into court all the time on civil cases, all by themselves, because they can't afford a lawyer. And they'll lose a lot of the time, not because they don't have the law on their side or the facts on their side, but simply because they don't understand this very complicated system. And our nonprofit exists because it bugs us when somebody is treated differently in the civil court process simply because they don't have money. That shouldn't be. It should be a level playing field. So we represent people in avoiding evictions and foreclosures. We help people with family law cases like custody, support, domestic violence, civil protective orders. A lot of people think, oh, that's a criminal case, but it's actually a civil case. So imagine a domestic violence victim going in unrepresented against her abuser who has an attorney. That happens all the time. And that just simply isn't right.
And unfortunately, the fact that it does happen all the time, I'm sure like you say, it's that the courts are their own little world. It probably doesn't end well.
It does not. The judge is not going to come off the bench and say, oh, sweetheart, you're doing a terrible job cross-examining your abuser. Let me do it for you.
Right.
Oh, did you subpoena a witness? No. Oh, well, let me do that for you. No. You have evidence from the medical injuries, you know, the injuries that you had and you went to the hospital, oh, but you can't admit those into evidence because you don't know the rules. There's so many barriers that somebody would have, and they're not going to be treated differently or special just because they don't have a lawyer. In fact, they're going to be put at a disadvantage. So that's why we exist. That's why we've been doing what we've been doing for 50 years, because we want to level the legal playing field for low-income folks in civil cases.
Kelly Evans here this morning. She's the pro bono coordinator for Legal Aid Works. Kelly, how long have you been with Legal Aid Works?
So I've been with them since October. So I'm quickly coming up on my one-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
I've had a blast. It's been the most rewarding work I think I've done probably in my entire, you know, adult career.
Yeah. What led you to work with Legal Aid Works?
So, long story roundabout, I started out right out of college as a paralegal and did that for about 10 years in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Worked on some very high-profile cases. Moved down to Fredericksburg, started a family, worked for Parks and Rec for a little while, and I always had that bug in the back of my mind. You miss working with the law. You miss this. And I saw the opportunity to be a pro bono coordinator with Legal Aid Works, and here I am.
Tell a little bit about what those high-profile cases were that you worked on, because I think that's fascinating.
I worked on the September 11th litigation. The firm that I worked with represented MWA, Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of work with not only the airline, but the entire authority as well. And then my most favorite was the Hudson River landing with Charles Sully Sullenberger.
Yeah.
So very close with him, was in front of the NTSB. I was the lead paralegal on that case downtown. So extremely rewarding, super exciting, especially since it ended well for everyone involved.
Right. Did you see the movie?
You know, great question. I never have seen the movie.
You've
and
never
I
know
and
movie?
I really need to see it,
yes.
But I think part of me is, you know, I obviously wasn't on the airplane, but since I was so close to the case and had met him and heard all of the details of everything that happened, I was kind of, do I watch the movie because will I be sitting there the whole time and be like, well, this wasn't exactly what happened,
yeah.
You know, so.
Well, and so much of the movie deals with the testimony and
right
in front of the regulators and all. So that was fascinating.
Yes, it was
wow.
Incredible.
So you've been involved in some really high profile things.
Yes, yes, it was very exciting. In my mid to late 20s, it was great. It was great.
I guess so. A pro bono coordinator. Talk about that. What does a pro bono coordinator do?
So I have the awesome job of trying to recruit attorneys to help us do pro bono work for some of our civil cases. So uncontested divorces, lots of wills and power of attorneys, advanced medical directives, some expungements. And I would like to say we have people knocking at our door and calling me every day to assist us with those pro bono cases, but we don't. It's a great need in the community. I have slowly been getting some interest from attorneys to help us, which is wonderful. We need so many more, so many more. And part of, to tie into our 50th anniversary, is our goal, and my goal as well, is to try to get 50 new pro bono attorneys to take at least one new case for us this year and hopefully stick around for the future and continue to assist us.
We're going to talk more about that. Need to take a quick break. If someone is interested in doing that, just contact Legal Aid Works or contact
yep.
you.
It's, yes, yes, absolutely.
LegalAidWorks.org, the website, to get all the information. We'll get into all that when we come back and talk about ways that people can get involved. More coming up with Kelly Evans and Ann Klockner on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Ann Klockner and Kelly Evans here this morning from Legal Aid Works. We are talking about pro bono work and the effort to get 50 new pro bono lawyers involved this year in cases in this area. And we frequently talk about Legal Aid Works and the wide area that you cover. To have people doing pro bono seems like that's one of the ways that you can use to kind of fill that gap and let the lawyers that you have on staff do what they do, and you can have, and this is just another way to be able to do what you do.
You're absolutely right, Ted. When you look at our service region, we have 17 counties that we cover, and we just have 6 lawyers. And we can't be at every single court. Each mm-hmm. of our counties has three courts, and so that's 51 courts that we're trying to cover with just those six lawyers. So we end up triaging, just like an emergency room without enough doctors. And that's not a good feeling. We don't like turning people away, but the sad reality is that we turn away about two out of every three eligible applicants simply because we don't have the staff available to get to all those court hearings. And so we look to the private bar, we look to private attorneys to try to help us with some of the cases that come in. And in Virginia, there's lots of lawyers. There's at least one lawyer for every 346 Virginians. So that's a lot of lawyers out in the community.
Yeah.
But looking at it from a poor person's point of view, there's one legal aid lawyer for every 7,000 poor Virginians.
Wow, what a great way to put it, though.
And that's the gap. That's the justice gap that we're trying to close. In our communities, in the 17 counties that we serve, it's a rough estimate, but we think there's over 600 lawyers who are eligible to help us, who are private attorneys who could take a case, just a very simple case, once a year. And of those 600, we can really count on one hand how many actually do help us. So we have a lot to do to recruit more people. And that's the challenge that I have set Kelly to
that's right.
In this 50th anniversary year to come up with a recruitment strategy to make sure that we can get as many people helping us as possible.
What is your recruitment strategy then?
So we have one awesome one that is tied in with our 50th anniversary
yeah.
that we've been trying to push, and that is our Lawyer with a Heart program. So if you take three cases or more, or work 10 hours or more for Legal Aid Works pro bono, we have this amazing pin that is, you know, quite large. Mm-hmm. It says Lawyer with a Heart. It's beautiful. And we will present that with you for, you know, as a thank you for your work and contributing hours and helping us with
yeah.
some of our clients that are in great need, like Ann said, of assistance.
And we're hoping that those attorneys with a heart will put that on their lapels, wear it to court, and maybe other attorneys will say, oh, what's that lapel pin about? Oh,
yeah.
Attorney with a heart, a pro bono champion. Hmm.
Yes.
Or I think it says pro bono hero.
Something like that, yes.
On there. Uh-huh. And so what we're really trying to do is word of mouth among lawyers, so peer to peer.
Yeah.
And hope that that will spread some enthusiasm. I don't think most lawyers are lapel pin motivated necessarily, but it's just one way for us to visualize who in the community is doing that extraordinary work of helping us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, to see that it's a visual, like you said, a visual
right.
of people involved. So I guess that lawyers aren't required to do pro bono work.
They are not. Ann could probably answer this a little bit better than I can. They are not required to do it. However, we wish and hope that they would do it.
It's called an aspirational goal. Lawyers are very good at textual analysis, so we know the difference between should and shall. And
of
so,
of course, you do.
In the rules of professional responsibility, it actually says every lawyer should do pro bono.
Yeah.
And every lawyer circles that should with a red pencil and says, okay, that means should, but it doesn't mean shall.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there is absolutely no requirement to do it, but it is an aspirational goal that all attorneys should give 2% of their time or talent or treasure. And 2%, I figured out, and I've done the math, that's about 40 hours a year. And so taking a case or two or doing any kind of legal clinic, we have wills clinics and things like that, would fulfill part or all of that aspirational goal.
And I guess anything that anybody can do, Kelly, helps. There's yes. nothing. There's nothing too small here.
Correct. So we have maybe two at the time attorneys who will do advice only. So a client might not be in a position where they one of these civil cases is ready for them to mm-hmm. proceed, but we can refer them to a few attorneys that we do have that work pro bono for us that will spend 30 minutes or an hour with them on the phone and give them advice as to how to proceed forwards. So that is also another option for an attorney who might have a busy schedule, but could block out an hour, a week, or even a month to give one person in great need just that simple little advice that they need to take that next step.
Well, and like Ann said, when we started the show and we talked about just the complex court system, unfortunately, I might just think, oh, I want to help Legal Aid Works in this area, but I can't. This is the challenge of the pro bono coordinator.
Right.
You've got a pool of people who are qualified to be able to do this kind of thing.
Correct. So I think the pro bono attorneys that do work with us have found how rewarding it is
helping
someone.
I was going to say, it has to be.
And most of them continue to come back because they might start out from me saying, hey, can you take one case for me? And then they do that one case at our recent wills clinic that we just had, and they're emailing me almost immediately, can I have another case? I can take two cases. Can I do this? So it's getting that foot in the door and getting that feeling of even doing a simple will for someone in their late 60s, early 70s that might not have any family around. And just that just great feeling of helping someone usually will keep an attorney around or bring them back to continue helping us.
Yeah.
It's a really win-win kind of mm-hmm. opportunity. And I understand as a busy lawyer what it's like to try to fit in a volunteer gig in the midst of everything that you're doing. We're very respectful of the attorney's time. We have a little interest sheet that we have them fill out. And we will honor that. If they say one a year or only 2 hours a year or whatever it is that they have time to do, whatever the area mm-hmm. of expertise that they want to focus on, I don't want to do family law, I want to do wills, you know, whatever, we really make sure that it's tailored to that lawyer and that lawyer's interest and ability to fit it in.
But like you say, Kelly, the fact, and all of us understand that we're all busy, but you do hope that all of a sudden someone does this, even at a small level, and decides, hey, I can do this, and this is rewarding.
Yes, and speaking of I can do this, we have a lot of resources at Legal Aid Works to give to some of these attorneys that might want to try something new, might have never helped draft a will before, or a power of attorney. We have the resources at Legal Aid Works, as well as other sites such as the Virginia State Bar, that we can give to them to help them if they are interested in helping us, helping the community, but might need some, legal help or
like
educational
template.
Opportunities.
Right.
Yes, yes. We can assist with that.
Yeah.
We're trying to make things as turnkey and easy as
sure.
possible because certainly if you're a family lawyer, we don't have to tell you how to do a divorce. Mm-hmm. You know how to do it. You do it all the time. And so you already have all the templates and the forms and the pleadings and all of that kind of in your back pocket. Others may need to go to a continuing legal education course, and the Virginia State Bar does offer that to encourage people to do pro bono work. So they train lawyers on the areas of law that we are most likely to need help with, and then they have that available to click on their website so that a busy lawyer can learn a little bit and then be able to do that help. And again, the clients are so grateful. Kelly, have you ever encountered a grateful client?
Yes. So one comes to my mind, someone who we recently helped with a will and two other documents, doesn't have any family in the area, was struggling to figure out how, once she received her documents from the pro bono attorney, struggling to figure out how she was going to get them notarized and witnessed. And myself and two of my colleagues traveled to her home and did everything right there at her kitchen table with her. And she couldn't have said thank you enough. And we will go that extra distance to do what we can to help those that need our help.
Again, the goal is to get 50 new pro bono attorneys. And what the goal is to by the end of the year, during this 50th anniversary?
Yes, that would be amazing. I think I started, we had maybe four, and I might be almost at 10. So
okay.
40 is a big number with only, you know, roughly 6 months left in the year.
Okay,
so
you can
I
do
feel
it.
Like I can do it.
Yes,
I feel
you
like
can.
We can do it.
Yes, you can. We're going to talk more about this. This is interesting stuff. And again, if you're interested or know of someone that might be, legalaidworks.org is the website for more information. Kelly Evans here, the pro bono coordinator, and Klockner here with Legal Aid Works. And we will continue on this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Ann Klockner and Kelly Evans here this morning from Legal Aid Works, legalaidworks.org, the website that gives you all kinds of information on the work of Legal Aid Works. And there is a Facebook page, too, that will keep you all up to date on the day-to-day workings of everything. So Kelly Evans is the pro bono coordinator. Talk about it. The two of you, explain to me, how did you get involved or become a paralegal, and how does that fit into all of this?
So I went to college for criminal justice and have my master's degree in that, actually, and was just applying for jobs and ran out of luck and ended up applying for a paralegal job and got it. And through many years of training, learning from the attorneys, but I actually did not have any experience as a paralegal coming out of college, just criminal justice.
Mm-hmm.
So you do not actually have to have a degree to be a paralegal. And so a lot of people think that you do.
I thought up until this break when we were discussing it off the air, I thought that a paralegal, that you went to law school, and then you didn't take the bar, but you'd been through law school, and
nope.
You're saying no.
No law school, no bar, no, none of that.
Just
not even
remote. Lots of experience.
Lots of experience, learning through mistakes and trial by error, and lots of attorneys helping me along the way. And yes, it was an amazing experience. And if anyone is interested in being a paralegal, like I said, you do not have to go to law school. So it is a great profession to get involved with.
And there is a thing called a paralegal certificate. And some colleges or universities, I know George Mason, for example, has a paralegal certificate program. And it's like a fairly short time frame. Some of them are 6 weeks. Some of them are 2 or 3 months. But it's not long. And you end up with a certificate, but there's absolutely no requirement to have that certificate in order to be a paralegal. Some law firms may say, oh, I'm not going to hire anyone unless they have a paralegal certificate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the requirement that they themselves individually as a law firm have decided that that's what they want. I would say the majority of paralegals out there are not graduates of any kind of certificate program. And what you really need to do to be a paralegal is to be absolutely meticulous, very detail-oriented, really conscientious and a self-starter, and able to think clearly, write clearly, all of those things. Kelly, what are some other things that you've seen as a good paralegal needs to do?
So organization would be key, and what I remember most from my years as a paralegal, you might have thousands and thousands of documents, and you have to make sure that you have a meticulous list of all of those documents, A through whatever, and an attorney can come up to you like this and say, I need this document from, you know, September 1st, 1999, and you need to be able to get that to them, especially in a trial, in less than 5 seconds. And so just extreme knowledge of the cases that you're working on, organization, can't stress that enough, and just always on your A game and ready for anything, almost like a police officer. You know, you never know which direction a case might go, so you have to make sure you've got everything lined up and ready at a moment's notice if you need it.
And I think it's also a really useful thing for us to hire somebody as a pro bono coordinator who has this background, because she can speak lawyer and she can relate to the lawyers. The lawyers know that they're dealing with another person in the legal field. And I think it makes it easier for her to start a conversation and have a little bit of street cred when she is interacting with and trying to recruit new lawyers to help us out pro bono.
Yeah, you talk the language.
Yes, I do. And I, in my 9 months at Legal Aid Works, have a very good system because of my previous experience as a paralegal. So I make sure that the attorneys that help us, I have everything lined up for them, ready to go. If they have any questions, I can direct them to a website they might need to go to and things like that. And so I know anything that I can do to help take something extra off of their plate to assist them in assisting us, help people in need, I am right there and ready to do that, to make it easier for them and more welcoming for them to want to come in and donate their time to Legal Aid Works.
LegalAidWorks.org, again, is the website. It does sound like that a lot of the law firms that if dealing with paralegals, they want to train. They'd rather train you in how they do things.
Yes, lots of law firms do things, everybody does everything differently. So it is good if there isn't a requirement for a certificate or something like that to get someone that you can train in the way that you, as a law firm, like to have your things done.
We have several paralegals at our office. Some have paralegal certificates, some don't. All of them have, you know, particular strengths or things like that. And so I think a paralegal certificate has its value in that it gives somebody confidence. It gives somebody a little bit of a credential. But it's certainly not something that we require, because we know we've watched people come straight out of. We had one of our paralegals in the past was the person in charge of the hot dogs at Costco. So think about that. You know, when you're checking out at Costco, and there's those that little cafe right past the checkout, and she just was so thrilled. She said, I'm not going to smell like hot dogs anymore. And so, and she was great. She was a wonderful paralegal. We trained her up. We taught her everything from the ground up. So you just need some common sense and meticulous organization and attention to detail, and you can do this work.
A lot of these, and again, you're still looking for about 40 or so lawyers. You're going to reach. Kelly, you're going to reach it by the end of the year. I guess a lot of it is really just making the case to lawyers that, you know, you can do this, we'll work with you, these are the rewards.
Exactly. And we will help you along the way. It is the everyone who has helped us and myself since I've started has told me how rewarding it is.
Yeah.
And they keep coming back to help more. So that is rewarding for me as well to hear these success stories and know that the attorneys that are helping us have realized that reward in and of itself.
And I would think it would, for some people, for anybody that gets involved in things like this, may make you a better attorney.
It can, especially if you want to try a different part of the law that you're not used to.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, if you have your own private firm, you could try a different part of the law while you're doing pro bono work for us and then start doing that in your own private firm as well. So not only are you helping someone in need, but you could also be benefiting yourself and your own professional
sure.
life as well.
Well, and we talk all the time about the great work that Legal Aid Works does, and to get, and that's why it's a great number to get that many people involved, because the more people, the more the legal community learns about what you do, it's good for you too, and they get a grasp of what you're doing and the scope of what you do.
And I think the lawyers out there in the community who could do pro bono are, they're our tribe. There are people.
Yeah.
They do legal work too, so they understand what it's like when they've seen people go into court unrepresented. They know how somebody is not treated the same when they don't have a lawyer. So I think they're in a unique position to understand that. You're right to point out some of the benefits that lawyers get when they come to do pro bono work for us. There's the warm, fuzzy stuff. We've talked about that. Some people are motivated also by our tax credits. And that's not as warm and not as fuzzy, but it's very, very practical.
I was going to say, nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We understand that you are contributing something that you normally can charge for. And mm-hmm. so there is that sense of I've sacrificed, I've given something up. But we have a limited number of tax credits through a program called the Neighborhood Assistance Program. And it is a first come, first serve. So we sometimes run out of those credits by the end of June, which is the end of the fiscal year. What we can offer is a tax credit of up to 65% of the value of their services. And we calculate that by a certain number of dollars per hour. And they can actually get a tax credit on their Virginia taxes, their state taxes. And that can be a huge benefit to them. Some of our attorneys have really mm-hmm. seen an incredible result on their state taxes because they were willing to contribute. And I think the limit is something like it has to be at least 5 hours, something like that, to contribute and get that tax credit. So we have all kinds of benefits for people.
Mm-hmm.
They can get free continuing legal education mm-hmm. courses, which they need each year. We all require 12 hours of continuing education to maintain our licenses every year.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that there was continuing education, but I didn't realize that's a high number.
Yeah, so 12 hours, of which 2 hours has to be in ethics. And so we have that requirement every year. All licensed attorneys in Virginia to maintain their licenses have to do those 12 hours. And it wouldn't hurt if some of those were free, so you weren't having to pay a provider to go to these courses that you need to maintain your license. So there's a lot of benefits that are very practical, real-world, dollar-oriented benefits, in addition to the warm fuzzies and the sense that you're really helping your community. And a lot of lawyers went to law school to help people. And we want to tap into that desire because we can make it as turnkey and easy as possible for them.
And if more people get involved, Kelly's stress level starts to go down a bit.
It does. And, you know, you hate to have to tell someone no, especially if they're in a dire situation. And so the more attorneys that I do have, the less people I have to say I can't help you. And that's not fun, because you recognize that they are in need of a lot of help. Like Ann said, it is extremely difficult in the state of Virginia to go to court alone.
Yeah.
Especially dependent upon the situation. And so having to turn people away because we have a lack of pro bono attorneys is not fun.
Yeah.
That's the not fun part of my job.
I remember when we talked about this, it must have been later last year, Ann, and you gave me the number, and I was just shocked at the number. So this is good to try to build this up, and hopefully that more will get involved.
We want to help as many lawyers as possible get warm fuzzies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And keep coming back for more.
Yeah. So if you're a lawyer, or you know a lawyer, ask them.
That would be an interesting thing. So when I go to a doctor, I'm always fascinated to know whether they work with the Moss Free Clinic or not.
Huh. Yeah.
There's no obligation for a doctor to do pro bono work either,
mm-hmm.
but some kind souls do that and help out at the free clinic.
Yes.
And I always feel like I'd rather have a doctor who helps mm-hmm. in that way
Definitely.
Than not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it might be interesting for people to say to their lawyers, hey, are you a lawyer with a heart? Did you get that special lapel pin?
Yeah.
Are you a pro bono hero?
I do do pro bono.
Because I would rather do business with a lawyer who is a pro bono hero. That
exactly.
would be great if we could ask folks, you know, in the community, when you do interact with your lawyer, ask them. Because we need help from the legal community. And if the legal community knows that the public cares about that,
yeah,
that would be a really interesting mm-hmm. Question. I always am thrilled when I find out that the doctors or mm-hmm. the medical professionals that I'm involved in my personal care or my husband's care are giving back to the community.
So ask them. Make her, if you know a lawyer, you know a lawyer in real life and is your neighbor or something, just ask them. And hopefully that builds us up, because the more pro bono attorneys that you have, like you say, Kelly, the stronger Legal Aid Works becomes, that you can help more people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will not have to turn, you know, the goal is to not have to turn anyone away.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are certain cases that we have to, just in general. But the goal would be to have someone get referred to us in need of a will, and within 7 days, I already have them paired with an attorney, and the next week, they have their documents, and they are on their way, and I can just keep rolling them through.
LegalAidWorks.org, the website. Also check them out on Facebook. Again, 50 new pro bono attorneys by the end of the year. I can't wait to have the show when you two come back and say, guess what? We got them. Kelly Evans here and Klockner here from Legal Aid Works. It is 50 years for Legal Aid Works. We'll wrap it up by talking about that on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
And Klockner, Kelly Evans here this morning with Legal Aid Works. LegalAidWorks.org. 50 years, Ann, and you can't just let 50 years go by and not have a party or something. What's planned?
For sure. Well, first of all, we are not a nonprofit that is, our mission is not around parties. Our mission is around serving our clients. So one of the activities that we're doing this year is we're doing a big push of Know Your Rights presentations. And what we do is we go into the community and we tell people about their rights, because we can't serve everyone.
Yeah.
We can at least educate people so that they're more aware of what their rights are, so they're not taken advantage of. So one of our goals this year is to have a Know Your Rights presentation in each of our 17 counties, and to make sure that we have a number of clinics, what we call clinics, which are just an opportunity for pro bono attorneys and clients to come together for a particular thing. We just had a wills clinic, in fact, just last week, week before. It was great to have, we had some pro bono attorneys who were willing to help us and draft wills, power of attorney, and living wills for our clients. So we're going to try to do at least three of those in each of our service areas. So one for each of our service areas in Culpeper, Tappahannock, and Fredericksburg.
Okay.
We're also going to have a party, yes.
So you are having a party.
Right. And we're going to have a reception, a cocktail party. We're calling it a golden happy hour for our golden anniversary.
Yeah.
And that's going to be August 24th. That's going to be at the Jepson Alumni Center. It's a beautiful ballroom setting there. And we're going to be honoring a pro bono hero or two. And we're also going to be putting out a Champion of Justice Award to Mary Catherine Greenlaw, our retiring mayor, who has been there for us every step of the way and has been a wonderful supporter of our work. We're going to have a lot of fun activities that afternoon. It's going to be from 4:30 to 6:30, and just a nice pause and be able to breathe a little bit and say, look what we did. That's so great. Now let's get going for the next 50 and to celebrate a little bit. So there's sponsorship opportunities available. We can give anyone who's interested an opportunity to have your business focused and supported during that event. So it's August 24th, 4:30 to 6:30 at the Jepson Center. We'll have tickets available probably at the end of this month or beginning of July on our website.
Okay. Well, 50 years is a big deal, and these are this is a great way to have that focus, but also the Know Your Rights just provides great information around the region that you cover.
Just next week, I'll be doing a tour of the Northern Neck and talking about wills and power of attorney at senior living centers in King George and Lancaster counties.
Just the area that you cover, to talk about King George and Lancaster, and then also be talking about Culpeper and Tappahannock, and you are showing the great need. And just like you said, Kelly, that's again why pro bono attorneys help fill the gap that that your other attorneys just don't have time for.
Yes, exactly. And if you are interested, go to our website, Legal Aid Works. You can also call our office and ask for me, Kelly Evans. We will take as many attorneys as we can get to help the community that we work with, the 17 counties that we service.
LegalAidWorks.org, and look for ways to get involved, and especially for the 50th anniversary. It's just a great reminder that you've been here and have been effective, and this is a way to help.
We're really excited about this 50th year. It's kind of a sparkly, wonderful number, and we're really excited to celebrate with the community.
Well, thank you both. This is great, great information, and I can't wait to continue to hear, and maybe after this show it bumps up a little bit.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see, yes. LegalAidWorks.org. Kelly Evans, the pro bono coordinator, and Klockner, the director with Legal Aid Works. Thank you both for coming in. We will talk again soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. Again, LegalAidWorks.org to get involved with their good work. More coming up, and we will see you again next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.